You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hey, this is Bree Shay coming to you with the Kingdom Hour here with
K-Mac. Hey, y'all.
So, this is going to be something new for us, just to get an idea and have our female voices on, you know, things, how we feel about when it comes to beauty and when it comes to Christ-like situations and things. So more so just putting our spin on it. So, Kirsten, what do you think or feel the Kingdom Hour is going to be about?
Pretty much everything that you said, but even just expounding on the things that we like. So we're really into beauty. We're really, you know, into introducing Christ to other sisters and other people. And then I think that we also are going to be able to have some dope discussions just about anything. So I'm excited for that part.
I'm super excited. Because I feel like we deal with so much stuff every single day that we really don't talk about and express.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be able to sit down and actually have these conversations would be phenomenal. And, you know, maybe have guests and other perspectives on, you know, some of the topics that we have. So what are you excited for us to talk about this season?
Man, I don't know. Honestly, I think it just depends on the guests that we have, because then that'll regulate the conversations that we have. But I'm just excited to get raw and real. Yes. I'm just really excited about that. Just actually let it all air out.
Because literally, we don't get to.
Yeah.
We always are so like censored.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. So having this millennial talk.
Mm-hmm.
It will be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then we have to think about other people's perspective, because mainly we kind of sort of had to say
we don't really
disagree too much on certain stuff, you know. Right. We might have to I understand that, but you know, you have to look at it. So we want that. I cannot wait. I really cannot wait.
I'm excited.
What type of people or who are you looking for? And we can, let's name drop.
Oh, come on, name drop in. Well, if I'm going to get really real, I want Sarah Jakes right here.
We want 10 years from now. We all
the
way
down the line. She might not be in the budget. Come on. But I'm speaking that now.
Ms. Jake's not going to even get on the phone with us until without at least $5,000.
We might get a reply on Instagram. Like, we want you on the podcast.
We can work that out. But my girl ain't been to Detroit. I doubt she been to Detroit in a while.
Okay.
That is hilarious. That is so funny. You play all day.
I think though that we should have like some people that are really making an impact in Detroit. Mm-hmm. I think that would be good to, you know, to have and just to see their perspective on stuff. So I don't really know
I don't know.
We should have my girl Sedona for sure. I think that she would be a good feature. I don't know exactly what for.
Yeah.
But even just to talk about ministry, talk about living a Christian lifestyle, whatever. Because she's been doing a lot of traveling ministry. And it's been pretty dope. So.
That is dope. Mm-hmm. That's really dope.
And talking about her business, too. She got her business.
My point. That's
her.
She was saying right there. That is hilarious. You know, she's here in spirit. Yeah. Come on. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about hearing people have to say the segments that we have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm very excited about. You know, just staying in one essential area of what you know, having different topics we can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you. but I do not. I don't want to talk about like super celebrities and
me either, because I feel like that's typical.
Yeah, it is. You can't do that on literally every.
I don't. Yeah.
Podcast.
Nah. Like, we don't have to be another Shade Room. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need to be like, let's bring something different to the table. Yeah. Like something different for people to listen to. Because even when you think about the radio stations that we hear every day, that's all you talk about.
Look, girl.
Celebrities.
What was on Instagram?
Yeah. Like,
who posted what? When they posted it? How they reposted it and took it down and posted back again?
Like,
oh, I screenshotted it recorded it. And then it's just too much. Oh, they took it down. They posted it, but sooner took it down. Like, I don't have time for
it's
that.
It's just messy. Yeah, like everything.
Yes.
I want to pick people's brains. Yes. I want to get deep into.
If y'all don't hear me, it's me snapping, it's me snapping my fingers.
I want to get like deep, you know, perspectives. And my thing is, even if we have people that don't agree with us or vice versa, it's still good to have that dialogue, you know, something different to bring to the table, because everybody doing the same stuff.
Everybody's doing the same things. But that is not what the Queendom Hour is about.
It is not.
And if you don't know, where the Queendom Hour came from, that's Bree Shay with the Queendom Heights. If you don't know about my website and my blog,
shameless plug.
Most definitely go check it out at www.queendomheights.com.
Come on.
And you can read up on all my blogs. You can check out some of my pictures. And you can also look at other segments. I haven't been posting that. But I'm super excited, not only about the growth of the podcast, but the growth of my blog. I'm just all around excited. This is a new season for everything. And we have to shoot it over to Kirsten of where this hour came from. This is the Queendom Hour.
Yes. The hour comes from my brand, The Beauty Hour with K-Met. And originally it started off as just a beauty brand and me doing makeup. And it's branched off into so much more. And so we thought of the dope idea to kind of merge the two together. So it's almost like having lifestyle and beauty, but a different perspective in that boy. So I'm excited. I'm really excited for it. Like, I'm excited to talk about, I don't know, makeup stuff. Yeah. But then at the same time, excited to talk about lifestyle and just how it merges together and just seeing how God just works through both of us. Yes. Because at the end of the day, that's the foundation.
Let's be like,
when it's all said and done, that's the foundation, is that we're both Christian women striving for something bigger, really trying to step into this new season of our lives and just really touch people. That's the basis of both of our brands, just touching people in different ways. So I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm super excited. Speaking I'm excited to have people join us that, you know, have the same views, just want to, you know, touch people and want to impact people in a different way. So, yeah.
So I think we most definitely talking about the overall what Queendom Hour, the Queendom Hour is about. But I want to get a little bit more specific and down. So how important do you think it is to have a brand and to build off of it?
It's super important, because I think even people that don't, I guess I'll say, like, have an established brand as people, you know, make it seem, everybody has a brand. You're a brand within yourself, whether you intentionally are. Or you make it, you know, into something. Like, everybody has a brand. Your name is a brand in itself. So I think we have to be conscious of the fact that we're always representing something.
Yeah.
Our brand literally goes with us everywhere. And so I think it's important to kind of expound upon it. If you have something, you know, that you want to impact the world with, or you want, you know, people to see, by all means, expound upon that. Make that into something lucrative. And I think that's both what we're trying to do. We do what we love. You write, I do makeup. But we've been able to establish something that we can touch people with. Absolutely. You're not just writing for you. You're writing for other people. I'm not just doing makeup because I like it. I'm doing it to make people feel good. So I think when you do that, you're able to change some lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but I absolutely agree on the same thing. Like, you know, let's just expand on the important things that we have right now or the gifts that we have now, you know, since God gave them to us, and, you know, with the expectation that they will make a way for us in whatever we do. So I'm super excited about that, you know, just having a drive to be creative, because we don't give ourselves enough credit when it comes down to our creative natures, because we're always taught to make money.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a money thing. If it That's don't make money, it really do not make sense.
That's all
and
it
it's about breaking those chains, breaking those chains of getting out of and just being money hungry and be gift hungry, creative hungry.
Come on, gift hungry.
Be
that's
gift
good.
Hungry and grow from there, because that's down. Where so dramatic. But that's where our money comes from, and we have to trust God in that.
Yes,
come on. So foundation always comes around to God.
Always
turns around to God. So I'm super excited about that. But what are some like segments and things that you're willing that you want to go into and talk about?
Okay, this is totally off topic, but I felt like I was doing the ASMR. You know, that I just want to talk to you today.
This is cancel it all. We done.
We gotta have an ASMR segment.
It was nice knowing y'all for the 2 seconds we've been here.
We gotta have an ASMR segment. I swear, be like, God, it's just so good. You're so amazing. Praise His holy name. Everybody just lift your voices.
Wow, come on. She was really into it right now. Like, she was about to really go in. She felt that these mics would do something.
ASMR for Christ. That should be a thing. That should be a thing. I bet you. We're going to Google it. I'm pretty sure it's somebody out there. ASMR for Christ. And the whole church be bumping, but it's like super quiet. Oh my God.
Yo, well, I'm about to look at it though.
I know it's
really
the thing.
About to look
I'm
at
telling
it.
You. I know it's
some,
the thing.
Somebody on YouTube.
ASMR for Jesus.
Hey.
I know somebody is. But really, I'm really excited for us to just establish the Queendom Hour, like establish how we do things, like, because I don't know it. We're gonna be honest with y'all. We don't know exactly our full structure as of yet, but I'm excited for us to get that structure and then to have like girl chats or girl talks or something, you know, like stuff like that. What'd you say, nitpick of the week the other day, like just stuff like that. Like, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for people to get to know us on a different level. I'm excited to just be able to include our audience with us in some kind of way, like whether it's answering questions, having somebody visit, or, you know, like whatever, however we incorporate that. I'm just excited for that stuff.
Most definitely. So what are some things that people don't know about you and using this podcast that you want them to know?
That it's not just about makeup. Like, my brand is not just about makeup. It's so much deeper than that. And also that, I don't know, I've had people tell me, like, I really thought you were, like, super stuck up and, like, really bougie. And I'd be sitting there like, you have no idea.
Absolutely.
You have no idea.
Like, it's funny how people look at you and have these opinions about you. And it's just off a look.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Off a look. I'm just going to look at you and see this is my opinion about you. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But
I think, too, though, like, podcasts kind of open up a new, like, I guess, realm for people to look at you because, like, you're just hearing my voice and you're hearing what I have to say versus looking at me and trying to judge what I'm saying or how I feel based off what I look like.
Right.
So I think that's good, too. Just being able to just be free. Just talk, because that's all we do anyway. But what are your expectations?
Oh, my expectations. I guess I have a lot of expectations because I really want to use this because I don't want to say I'm not an action-based person, but if you don't know me, you won't know my actions behind everything that I do. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this gives me a voice to be able be more susceptible to talk about it, mm-hmm. and to talk about what talk about what you know, what Queendom Highly is for, because I can write all day.
Yeah,
who's actually listening or and reading?
And then two people don't read no more.
Who's actually reading?
Like, for real, people really don't read anymore. People I love it. Read. I was up last night. Let me tell you, I was up last night. I got the Josephine. Okay, that's another thing people don't know about me. I really like old stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I have old stuff. I will sit and watch black and white movies and I will be content. So yesterday I was happy because I got I Love Lucy on DVD, mm-hmm. the first two seasons. And I got, y'all should see this face for Shane making. But, and I got the Josephine Baker story and the Dorothy Dandridge story on DVD. So I was watching the Josephine Baker story and I was just Googling and I was just reading stuff. And then I thought about it, like, people just don't do that anymore. Yeah. Like, you just don't. You be like, you just watch something. You don't research it.
Nobody wants
you don't want to know it for yourself. Like, people just, I don't know.
Was the Dorothy Dandridge version the Halle Berry version?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I love it.
I have to watch it.
You never seen it?
I have, but okay. It's been a long time.
It's really good. She did a great job.
She really, I remember that. I remember it being so good and just having emotion off of it, but I don't remember, actually, like, I remember her in it, but I don't remember actually what happened in the story. So I would love to watch that again.
You can definitely borrow it. It's on DVD.
So extra. But, you know, when it comes to, like, Queendom Heights, nobody's reading. So I'm putting out this. I feel like this is how I feel, y'all. I'm constantly putting out this content. And it's just like even when, you know, even if you say you read it, you're just reading what I put.
Okay.
And that make, that's fine because that's what I want you to do.
Right.
But with me, is what I have learned with, like, growing up and in schoolwork and stuff like that is you have to absorb the content, sit with it, and then push it out how you want it to. That's how you, that's comprehension.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't comprehend when they read.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
When it's stuff that I don't like, I don't comprehend it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's what a lot of people, and that's why people don't read, because they don't comprehend it. You can read it, just like when people, when it's the store and it's say push, and the whole time you're pulling, and it's just like, you see the sign right there saying push.
Right.
But you continue to pull it because you're looking at it, but you're not comprehending it.
Come on.
That's what I have learned. Yeah, that's what I have learned, especially when reading and writing, and this, you know, those two things that are near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Reading and writing. But it's a lot of stuff that I read that I don't comprehend.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to put it, and it's weird. God, wow. That's crazy how really God works, because I'm trying to push out this writing content, and it's just like, are people comprehending it?
Mm-hmm.
Especially how I'm putting it out.
But I think because yours, what you write is really relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very raw and real. I feel like that draws people in. The people that do read, like, it draws, you know, people in, and it makes them understand and comprehend. Now, granted, they might not get your perspective all the way because it is you, you know, like, it's a testimony from you.
And, you know, that's not the, I wouldn't say that is, like, the goal. I don't want people to get my perspective on it, but I'm putting my perspective out.
Right.
So I don't expect you to get mine, but I would love if people would create their own.
Gotcha.
And have that conversation. That's where that conversation comes from. It comes from a discussion. I'm putting something out. Well, let's have a conversation about it. But if nobody's reading,
right,
we can't had that conversation. So you're just looking at titles and you're just like, oh, this is something else that Prishay is writing about. Oh, this is something else that it's another week. It's another lovely Wednesday. Like, you know, it's something that she does so often. That's why, you know, I don't want to say I get discouraged. It's not discouraged, because I'm gonna put it out.
Right.
I feel like, especially if God put a burden on my heart for it, that's something that I have to push out. But it's more so of like what you know, it's people just looking at it like, oh, and I'm not saying that I'm so worried about people and their opinions on what I'm writing mm-hmm. for my blog, but, you know, where is that conversation and that content going to come from? What are, you know, how are you going to take that in?
Yeah.
And if you want to have a conversation about it, a real conversation about it, because something that I say so real won't be so real to somebody else, or right. something that they're covering up.
Right.
So, you know, just being able to be transparent in all situations, just like, you know, I put on my Twitter the other day, you know, when I wrote something, and, you know, my friend, a close friend of mine, mm-hmm. you know, somebody I consider really close that really supports my blog, was just like, that is not something that I would write about.
Oh, that was when I commented. I was like, yeah. disgusting.
yeah. That's not why something.
My thing is, why would you limit somebody from their outlet, in a sense? And then people, I think we get so caught up in just trying to, this image thing. Like, mm-hmm. people need to hear that stuff. People need to hear, like, the real, raw stuff that people don't want to talk about. Mm-hmm. That's how you get deliverance.
Yeah.
But people want to put on this facade. Let me put this wall up.
Let me just seem like it didn't happen.
Yeah, let me just, you know, sit in my brokenness and not get delivered. Like, people really are out here that's doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just over it. Like, I know when God has called me to something, it's a number. I feel like God give me words.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those are words that I'm supposed to, especially in seasons, those are words that I'm supposed to hold on to it. And I know God has called me to the unchurched.
Mm-hmm.
He has called me to the ones that need deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And he has called me to transparency, the ones who need transparency, because I feel like they can all be the same,
right?
But they can all be different too, because I came from the unchurched and the transparent that needed transparency. I was unchurched, who needed transparency,
mm-hmm.
who from those two was able to hear testimony and seek for deliverance.
Hmm.
So, you know, I know I'm called to three different groups mm-hmm. that's going to bridge all together, and it's all going to make sense. Mm-hmm. I don't think people tie their Christian or how they call themselves Christians together. Like, mm-mm. it's so many different categories that you in that you don't, you know, able to get into.
Yeah.
Because you're just looking at it like, oh, it's one thing. But you need all these different things, and you want to call on to these different other things. But it's like, you have to deal with one thing at a time. You have yeah. to acknowledge it. You have to identify what you need in that situation and then bridge it all together. So that's that. I feel like that's what Queendom Heights is really about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether if I'm putting out stuff that is going to touch people or not. Well, I feel like it is groomed to touch people. It's going to be groomed. God is continuously grooming it to touch people.
Yeah.
In different ways.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the phenomenal part about it, especially, you know, how my prayers had changed about praying for Queendom Heights and what it's supposed to be, because
mm-hmm.
God is still unraveling things. Like, it's so crazy. Just Friday, I got this featured Friday where I'm just going to, like, honor good people or people that I look up to, or mm-hmm. people that, you know, are doing good in ministry, or, you know, that don't get acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many people out here like that.
Yeah, it is.
But everybody wants to acknowledge all the big names and the popular people. Mm-hmm. And it's really like a little Ray Ray that's, mm-hmm. you know,
that's shifting really the stage.
That's shifting the stage for yeah. pastor is yeah. really, you know, detrimental to the ministry.
Yeah.
Because if nobody shift the stage for pastor, pastor gonna get up there and shift by himself.
Right.
And not gonna feel comfortable. And then he's always gonna be looking around. And I'm just talking about all pastors in general. Yeah. Like, you know, you need that shift. You need everybody to be on their job and everybody to play a part. And I mm-hmm. feel like that's what the Queendom Heights is. It's just gonna allow people to bridge their Christendom.
Come on.
Together.
Words. Christianism. Come on. And Christendom.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, write that down. Hashtag.
Hashtag Christianism, Christendom. Yes. She created a kingdom and Christendom.
I cannot.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God.
I cannot.
You're so awesome.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I am too.
for whatever, everything that he's, you know, allowing us to do. And this has been, y'all, we talked about the podcast.
Listen, like a year ago, maybe even over a year ago.
Probably like over a year ago. But all in timing.
In timing. I don't think we were ready for it.
Yeah,
most definitely. We needed to honestly go through some stuff and learn some stuff and get some stuff in order before we
schedule
out here. Because we probably would have been saying anything.
Man. Even just like last year.
Yeah.
Like,
for real.
Even just last year, I think we we had a different perspective on our Christian walk. Like, it changes so much.
It does.
It changes. It really does.
Should so. Always be evolving.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be in this place next year. Like, it needs to always be evolving.
Okay. With studying, with growth, and with the church, pastors, leaders, ministry. Yeah. Okay. About that. I'm not about to do my
girl.
Have
you seen the videos? Let me see if I'm making it. I'll be like.
Dog, that is so Dog, stop. Oh my God. Kirsten's being a weirdo right now. Oh my God. Like, that is so...
You don't like that song? That's no, really weird. Because some people love sounds like that. Like, some people like to hear people chew. And I hate to hear people chew.
No.
Oh, it's a pet peeve.
The fact that she is so obsessed with this right now. Like, like these microphones...
this is the mics that they use.
These microphones then gave my girl too much confidence to be a weirdo right now. And I have to say to them, what? A-M-S-R...
A-S-M-R.
S-A... ASMR people are weirdos, but she's being a weirdo right now.
They're just spiking up your spidey senses.
She's being really weird right now. Very.
No, but they do say weird. It does help with like anxiety and calming you, because it's something like with the calmingness of the voice. I don't know. I was reading on it.
That's what candles are for. That's what white noise is for.
But see, that works for you.
That's what white noise is.
Other people
for.
In this world that like the sound of stuff crumbling.
People like people. That's what being rubbed on is for.
People don't like that.
That's what I don't know. Listening to music is for. Like, it's so
some
many outlets. Like, why would you want? I can still hear it now.
But see, I think it's dope because, and this even segue into something else. Like, how different we all are. Like, what works for you might just really not work with somebody
else. Let's be very clear.
And vice versa. But I think in the church, we try to be one-dimensional. Like, the message has to get to everybody the same way. And that's why I be looking like, we got to go outside the four walls. Because everybody's not going to hear the pastor and get delivered.
Yeah.
This Some is people true. Really might get saved off the singing.
This is
or
true.
The ministry that presented that day. Or the way somebody said hello to them when they walked in. Like, it's so many layers to the church, and then how we can even impact people.
This is true. I absolutely agree with that. But then it has me questioning as well. When you say that it's the person that, you know, it's the greeter, when you walked in the church that was just so friendly and so loving, and you know, once you get over that, and there's so many more dimensions of the church, and once you get a relationship with God, and you know who He is, and you know what His expectations are for you, and you know His word, all that other stuff. Do you think tying it all in together, like, you know, do you think, I'm not to say like we should all worship the same and all this other type of stuff, but do you think all of those other things should tie together? Because I find it weird when people be like, I don't come to church for praise and worship. I come to church just to hear the word.
Yeah.
I think that is so weird, especially like when you
or
just like,
I only come for praise and worship and
I leave. Yeah. I live when the pastor get up. Like, you would think like the relationship that you have with God would want all of that to tie in together, because that's all worship. Giving is worship. Loving your neighbor is worship. Hearing a pastor is worship, because he's giving you the word from God. Praise and worship is ministry, you know, worship.
Yeah.
So many things are worship, and we still in this one track mindset. I think that's where the frustration comes from.
Yeah.
It's not that we it's not that we think that every, well, it's some people out here that really think you, if you're not screaming and shouting, speaking in tongues, then you're not saved. Or it's, but it's not that for me. It's just like, once you get down to the nitty gritty, once you get down to the point, like, when are you going to shift?
Yeah.
When are you going to start accepting everything that God has to offer, everything in worship?
Because what if, because we're all supposed to, for one, we're all supposed to be operating in our gifts. And that's really how the church is going. Again, y'all about to know a little more about me because I love my alternative Christian music.
Yes.
And I listen to Flyleaf and their band, which I'm trying to get Brisha on. Come to this world. But they have a song called Beautiful Bride.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is basically talking about how we're all supposed to be operating as one body of Christ, as his bride, and literally working in ministry together, not being one above the other, not saying that, you know, this person can't do this or whatever. It's literally everybody working together to be this beautiful bride for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if we approach church like that, like if we approach Christianity like that, how much deeper worship would be, how amazing it would be to even just assemble together to worship God. Like if we're all working in our ministry. And I feel like if you have somebody that's like, I don't really like the singing, I just come for pastor, or I don't really like the, you know, talking and stuff, I just come to, you know, dance a little bit and leave. It's like, how do you know you're not limiting somebody's ministry then? Like, because what if somebody that is their purpose to sing, and now you're not able to witness that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like, in a sense, it limits.
Yeah.
It limits people from just really being in ministry and really working the way that God intended it for it to be.
That, and it limits ourselves because we don't get the full experience.
Yep. It's a whole experience.
A full
encounter.
Experience.
It's a whole encounter. Yeah. Like, it really is.
Yeah.
You don't go to a concert. Well, I mean, some people may. But you don't go to a concert and be like, I'm going to just skip everything. I don't get there early and I'm going to just wait till they, you know, the main act goes. Mm-hmm. So you spend all this money to wait until the main act goes, which probably ain't going to be until way later on in the night.
Absolutely.
And you didn't miss out on this full experience that you're supposed to get just because of that. Like, that's not how it works.
And you miss out because you miss out on, you know, seeing everybody, maybe seeing some people that you know, because by the time the main act come on, it's dark, super dark. You don't see nobody. You don't, you know nobody. And then, you know, you miss meeting people and, you know, getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you miss all that extra new raw talent because some people really get raw talent.
That's how we fell in love with Brick.
Girl, yes. Didn't know who my man was. Did not know who my man was.
At all.
Did not know, but now that's my Twitter guy. I'm going to slide into the DMs, y'all. So if y'all know him, you know, plug me, tag me.
I already told you I'm going to show up to your wedding and
Kirsten,
you might not want me there.
Whole about to get married, but Kirsten, a hater. I'm single, y'all. I've been single for 5 years. Kirsten about to get married and I'm the bad person.
I'm just saying.
Well,
don't let Donovan.
No,
but
because he wasn't supposed to hear that. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I'm just saying that man is gifted. But I love talent like that.
Yep.
Like, I love people that just, I hate when people start to get mainstream because then it just changes.
Yeah,
that's why I'm really afraid for her. But
I think
she's going to stay true.
Wow, this just turned.
Yeah, it is.
This completely just turned. But I don't think she's going to be mainstream.
Yeah.
No. Like, she got a whole persona built around her not being mainstream because she really just wants to put out music.
Mm-hmm.
She really just wants to be an artist.
I love people like that. Just authentic.
Yeah.
We can flip it back. Authentic with Christianity.
Come on. It's a word.
For
she
real,
just dropped something.
Like just,
yeah.
Just that's all people be want. Just authentic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to come in no gift wrapped, you know, present and you just faking it. And then when we leave, you're somebody completely different. Like, you feel that?
Because
I'm just like, you know, I just want authenticity. Yeah. That's it.
Because at that moment, we have to unravel you.
Yes.
And then it's going to be so many layers and so many wrapping papers and bows around you and stuff like that. And that's not how it goes. That's not what it is. That's not how we are supposed to operate. So we most definitely want to get away from those. I'm so for breaking those chains of just being difficult and not worshiping how we're supposed to. And because that's what it boils down to. We're not worshiping how we're supposed to.
We too concerned with other stuff that doesn't matter. I be telling people all the time, like, I hate that I even have to say it, but I hate that it is a white and a black church. But that's really what it is. But I love worshiping with my white brothers and sisters because they do not care. You know, like, it's not all about, oh, you have to come in all these garments and all dressed up and be this person. And there's all these, you know, dignitaries and all these people that are higher up. And you just, you know, like, it's just, it's not like that. It's like, look, we just coming to worship.
I'm coming in my jeans.
Okay, jeans, sweatpants.
With my dad hat on and my graphic tee.
And I'm just here to worship God.
And my little Vans. Like,
and nobody is looking at you like, who is, why is she not, why? You know, like, it's not like that. It's like, literally just coming here to worship God. Like, I really, and I want to be here for everything. I want to be in worship, praise and worship. I want to hear the word. I want to.
Early.
Yes.
Early. Lines wrapped around a building to work.
Just to have an encounter.
Just to have an encounter. And to be around people. Just to feel you, Lord.
Yes. To be around people that's just like-minded. That's why when people say that they don't like going to church and stuff, I had a moment when I was younger that I didn't understand. And I'm just like, what? Why are we doing this? Yeah. I can go to church at home by myself. Yeah. But it's something about the assembly. You're supposed to be with like-minded people. You're supposed to be able to worship and come together with other people to worship your God.
Yeah.
Like, and then you look at all these other places and religions. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They all come together. Ain't nobody trying to see who there, who not.
Absolutely.
Ain't nobody complaining about it. They're coming for a common goal, and that's to worship.
Absolutely.
Why not be around my brother and sister that could really potentially help me, you know, in life? Why not be around those people?
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. I most definitely had to learn the hard way when it came to that, because I most definitely thought, hey, I don't gotta get up.
I know
every
God
Sunday.
For myself.
Yep, I can worship Him. I was watching my spiritual granddad on YouTube and live every Sunday, and God just put a burden on my heart. Like, you got to find a church home. You have to go somewhere where you can worship freely. And I mean, wherever I go, I'm not gonna, you know, put limits on my worship.
Absolutely.
That's never been the case for me. You know, because I'm unchurched, I never learned how to worship.
Yeah,
I had to. Well, I was never taught how to worship.
Yeah.
Let me see. I had to learn how to worship, and I did that for myself. So I'm very comfortable in my worship for my Father. But other than that, when it comes to, you know, knowing, having that space and being with people like-minded people, when it comes to that, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord put a burden on my heart. I said, oh, Lord.
Like, oh, so you don't think you need it.
Man, when I was going to church for months, for what? Three whole months before I actually joined. And it took my father actually passing for me to be like, I don't want anybody, because, you know, at that point he didn't have a church. So at that point we were, you know, like, how can we do this?
Yeah.
Because we don't have a church for him to go to. I mean, of course you can have it in the funeral home.
Right.
And he had always wanted to be cremated. So that was never an option. But where do people get, where do we tell people to gather?
Yeah,
yes. Where do we tell people to gather? And then on top of that, my main concern was his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Where's his soul going?
Everybody, I don't know, concerned if he worship. With everything else. Yeah,
exactly. Everybody. I mean, what are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with this? You know, before the man wasn't even in the ground, like, he wasn't even cold. And everybody like, what are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with his possessions? Where are we going to take this? What are we going, like, it's so much stuff. It's a whole business. It's a whole business behind life ending when it's supposed to be smooth and transitional. But ain't nobody worrying about transition, because nobody knows. He probably was standing on himself looking at himself like, where's his soul going? Let's pray for his soul. Let's pray that he get saved, like, for, you know, everybody in this room, because, you know, so many people had so much animosity towards him. Give that to God. Give that over to God, so he can rest.
This man is gone. Like, you can't reconcile anything.
Exactly. And he has to rest. Like, he's not going to be comfortable. And if you love him, you will feel that.
Yeah.
I felt that. Like, he's not going to be comfortable. Lord, allow me to forgive him. And I have never I have already forgave my dad, but you know, it's a whole nother thing when, you know, you haven't talked to somebody for a while and mm-hmm. they have to, you know, you have to, get to the point you have to be comfortable with. I was able, comfortable with them leaving, you know, without saying goodbye. And yeah. I was able to get over that easily because, you know, I felt his soul, you know, mm-hmm. I felt that spirit, like, Lord, give him the peace, give him the necessary peace in order to go with you. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? He didn't leave anything behind because we have been good and we always be good. You know, we always will be good, but save him.
Right.
Let him be comfortable.
Right.
You know, he was suffering for so long. Allow him to transition into wherever you mm-hmm. want him to be, Lord. And that was my main concern. Other than that, a party, like, what are we gonna do with all this? You know, for everybody want to show up, everybody want to look good, everybody want to, for what?
Did he do this while he was alive? That's what I'm concerned about. Like,
because I can't remember the last time he had a birthday.
Yeah.
Like, when the last time somebody planned it for him and threw it for him, like, you doing the most. Like, it's all about doing the most. Mm-hmm. It's all about the facade. Like, mm-hmm. I'm over it. Like, I was over it. Like, everybody, like, oh, you should be able to want to do this for him. No, he's gone.
Yeah.
Like,
at the end of the day, when you think about it, it's really for us. It's not even for him, because he can't reap the benefits of
exactly.
anything.
And it's not like his body, was there. Like, we gathered in memory of him, which is a phenomenal thing. But if it's ill will.
Right.
If it's just so you could say you did something.
Exactly. Don't even worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Because we could have had a nice little quiet barbecue mm-hmm. where we got together, mm-hmm. you know, in memory of him, but as a family as well, and let it be intimate. Mm-hmm. We had a bunch of people there who really, at the end of the day, really didn't matter. A bunch of people that spoke ill on our family and on his name and all of a sudden turned around and was so in love and I'm sorry for your loss and all that stuff. Like, I don't need all that because I'm good. I don't have time.
Authentic people? Exactly. Where are the authentic
missing
people?
Missing it. Straight over our heads. Like, I don't have time.
Too concerned with what everybody else think and how everybody else feels.
That's really what it is. Exactly. Like,
and that's really how we are in the church. Just too concerned about the wrong mm-hmm. stuff. Why are we not concerned that God might, you know, beat our tails because we're not doing what we're supposed to do? Yeah, like, why are we not? Well, we don't have to fear God. We have to fear other people.
Yeah.
Why don't we have that? Keep that same energy, sis.
Keep that same. Well, I'm gonna clap my hands. Keep that same energy, sis. Get out of here. Keep that same energy all the way around. But we do it in the most negative ways. Oops. We do it in the most negative ways, and we don't, you know, really get the energy from where we need to. My thing, like mm-hmm. I have my little post-it at my job. It's like, remain connected to the source in mm-hmm. all things. Once you remain connected to the source, it should not be no negativity.
Yep.
It shouldn't be no, you know, of course we human, but it should not be none of that extra stuff. Like, keep that same energy, the same energy that you have in worship.
Yep.
Keep that same energy. Pull it over.
But see, that's one thing that when I was talking, I mentioned Sedona's name again. Hey, girl. But when I was talking to her last time.
My girl already a guest, and she didn't even came by here.
We were talking, and she was mentioning that she went, you know, I guess to go do ministry with someone. And they were a different person while they were home. And when they went away, they turned into this completely different person that she had no idea who, she, mm-hmm. you know, who they were.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just telling them, like, I mean, I'm the same whether I'm in Michigan, whether I'm out of state, whether I go to a different church. Like, I'm just the same person. Why are you switching up
yeah.
when we go somewhere else, you know, to what? To fit in? We not made to fit in. Like, that's just not, she like, you know, I'm that same person. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just me.
Exactly.
But that's what happened when you're comfortable with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're like, oh, I know myself. Yeah. I don't have to adjust or change just to appease people. Like, but it's so many people that do that. Mm-hmm. I look at so many people in ministry and then I see them outside of it. And that's not to say that I have all my, you know, I's dotted and my T's crossed. Yeah. Absolutely not. But I feel like we all have a standard to uphold. And we should all be trying to continuously uphold that standard. Absolutely. And to grow. But if you not, then bye. Like, get out of my space. I need to be around people that's growing.
Okay. Draw that smack.
I mean, you know.
Bye. You know, bye. Seriously, like, we don't have time for the unnecessariness, because, you know, we get caught in it, and that's how you get caught in cycles. That's most definitely how you get caught. Like, yes, but no, that's my song. But it's so true. Like, you know, once you want to start breaking those chains, you do stuff to break those chains.
Yeah,
you do stuff to get out of the cycles. I know if I hang out with this person, that's why some of my friendships had ended recently. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you get around these certain people, you know you're going to cuss.
Yeah.
You know you're going to be out here drinking. You know they're going to influence you to do something that you're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And those, it don't necessarily have to be who you are. You know, you might just do it for peer pressure, because peer pressure is a real thing.
Absolutely.
Like, they wouldn't have a name for it if it wasn't a real thing. So it's most definitely understandable. But you being a Christian based person, you know, calling Jesus Christ your savior, what are you doing to break those things? What are you doing mm-hmm. to get out of those cycles? Because you know it's going to be a continuous thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know I'm going to be like this when I get with this person. Let me not go there.
Mm-hmm.
Not today. Let me listen to worship music and get into the spirit. So when I get in front of these people, when I get in front of this person, I don't have to worry about, mm-hmm. you know, breaking my character because of something that they're doing or something, some expectations that they have for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me step outside of this. Let me be who God called me to be. Let me be me.
Yeah.
Because y'all will be so freaking surprised. I was a hot mess, but you would be so surprised of like what I felt. Well, I'm not going to go into it today, but you will be surprised of what I felt I needed to do. And it was all out of survival.
Hmm.
It was not nobody around me that had or had the standards, let alone the, I'm looking for the word. I don't know the word. But had that, you know, had the necessary, I'll just say standards, had the standards and boundaries and, you know, self-esteem that I had.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself dummying myself for the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself losing stuff that I shouldn't have lost that's coming around now. And I'm like, oh, I remember when I used to be good at this when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when this used to be my favorite thing to do. But
you end up suppressing yourself.
Absolutely.
You suppress who you are based on, you know, I guess trying
you.
To, yeah.
Your
trying
environment.
To adjust the people around you.
Your environment.
And then when you look up, you be like, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, I should just really be myself. Like, why am I sitting up here trying to, you don't even have it together, sis.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. But we do that.
We really do. And it's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real thing and something that we have to catch, something that we most definitely have to work on getting away from.
Mm-hmm.
Or we will be caught in those cycles,
mm-hmm.
be caught in those circles, be caught in the same things that we're doing. And, you know, we have a friend that wants to get out of those cycles, and we want to be mad like oh, he doesn't come around like he's supposed to, or he doesn't do this, he doesn't do, but it's a
take
real
the time
life thing
to figure out. You have to go deeper. Like,
people, of course, are around people.
Yeah, like, people, of course. I feel like when I see somebody that has just switched up dramatically from the routine that I know them to have, I'm not going like, oh, they just act. No, it's like, okay, what's really going on?
What's going on?
Like, what's really happening? Because it has to be something very different mm-hmm. or detrimental to your life that you just switch up. But we don't do that. Like, we don't invest in people and really try to care about people.
Yeah.
We just look on surface. Oh, mm-hmm. well, they ain't come today. So, hey.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why didn't they come? Or when you see them, their spirit is off.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm really good on people's spirits. So when I see somebody and I'm like, you look a little, what's going on? Like, what's really going on? Oh, I'm okay. Nah, what's really going on? Because people aren't asking you that.
Yep.
Like, people just walking by you.
Or when they do ask you, it's just like, it's really just, it's surface.
Yeah.
It's really just to be like, even if you just be like, oh, I don't have a good day. Well, I hope you have a better day. Not like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Let's get to the meat of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I know you need to talk. Some people just need to vent. You know,
mm-hmm.
some people just need to talk it out. I tell people all the time. You may not know what's going on, but sometimes just talking yeah. it out, work it out. Once you talk it out, you'll work it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you might not, stuff might start to clear, but sometimes you just need to hear yourself out loud, mm-hmm. talking to somebody else with somebody asking you questions so you can know, like, okay, you know, she asked me, how did that happen? Oh, it happened because of this. So now this action was a chain reaction of something right. else. And it's
and
all about
deeper
now.
Deeper into exactly. what the issue is.
It all boils down to this one little thing. Okay, mm-hmm. well, let me fix this one little thing because I know that was the root of the issue then. And that happened 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So now I'm deep down mm-hmm. in depression with anxiety and trust issues and communication issues, all because of something that I did.
Yeah.
So now I got to come back and apologize to everybody else. You know, and we can most definitely get out of that stuff when we just talk it out.
Yeah.
Communication is
everything.
Key. Communication is key. I don't know if I was talking to my friend. I don't know if she, how she would feel about this. But her friends fell out like a year or two ago when like their lives just completely separated. Mm-hmm. Went two different ways and they were like, sisters, like, mm-hmm. you know, tied to the hip. Like, if you seen one, you seen the other. If you was asked, if you didn't, you would be, you know, putting their names together. Mm-hmm. Where such and such, where such and such. Like, you seen them together all the time and they fell out. And they eventually had dinner, like, yesterday. Mm. And the issue was, it was all a big miscommunication. I missed out on years of your life.
Over a
misunderstanding. I misunderstood how your feelings, your emotions, and you know your mental state, everything like that, and you didn't say nothing to me. So I thought we had an issue, and we really don't.
Right.
So now we're trying to figure out if we even want to continue a relationship together.
All of that.
How, sus? Get that together, all honey. That. Like. It that should never be an issue. I never want that to be an issue, but it is an issue. But now we're on the edge of the cliff trying to figure out, is this genuine now? Mm-hmm. Can we ever go back to how we used to be? Mm-hmm. Can we ever, you know, can I ever trust you again and tell you all of my business and, you know, sit down with you, spend the nights with you and stuff like that? Even though, you know, we grown women now, but, you know, it used to be a real thing.
Yeah.
So what now? It's literally like up in the air. Like, what now? Like, do we try or do we not? Can we live without each other or can we work on it?
It's all a growing process.
It is really all a growing process. Like, what are we thinking? What are we doing?
It's a lot of relationships out here like that.
Nothing is. It really is. I don't get the people that fall out and come back together multiple times. Like, I had to tell her yesterday, like, if it was me, I would probably just be done. Not for the sake of the relationship, because it most definitely can be mended. Mm-hmm. It's just like, what now? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really going to have to be looking over my shoulder and making sure that you won't do it again or yeah. you're not talking behind my back or something like that. Like, because let's be very honest, something else y'all would know about me, I have trust issues. I have trust issues. So, you know, in order to keep, you know, stay away from
but
that
we're working
anxiety.
On those stress issues, yeah, we are. Aren't we?
Yes, we are. Thank you, Lord. But, you know, in the process of that, like, I'm going to have to keep on looking over my shoulder. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be the same. Mm-hmm. So do we continue with something that we know for sure not going to be the same? Which takes us into a whole nother point. Like, how, you know, do we continue to work on something that we know not going nowhere? Mm. Like we know it's not going to go nowhere. It's never going to be the same. And then we're going to always try to get back to the point, like, we was there.
Yeah.
We can always get back there. Or can we? I don't see it's too many questions. I don't have time for it.
That's a lot.
If you let it go.
That's a lot.
It just got dark really quick. If you let it go, sis, you would not have to worry about it. But again, I mean, we most definitely need people in our lives, so. Are we willing to work on it?
That's
are you going to work on
really
it?
Are we really willing to work on it?
Are we?
I was going to ask you your nitpick of the week since you made that a thing.
Girl.
What exactly is a nitpick?
I guess it'll be something that's, it can be a number of things. It can be something that you're on edge about, you know, something that you, something that you feel is right, but would you would change a little bit, you know, little pieces of it, something that you completely just don't agree with, but, and the way that you would do it new, or it'd be something that you agree with. And what they could have did to make it better. Mm-hmm. You're just picking at something. Mm-hmm. Just being sassy.
Do I have
anything? Just being sassy. Something about yourself.
I don't know.
You don't have nothing about yourself. We had a full week, girl.
We did.
We had a full week. And
I guess I could always nitpick about something. Work. Always. That's why I'm like, I need to find something else.
I'm going to get into that struggle. That's a whole struggle in itself.
Yeah, I don't know. This week was definitely better than the last. Absolutely. So I feel like.
Well, you can nitpick something about last week.
Oh, girl.
I mean, you can do something this week, whether it's good or, you know, how can you make it better? Like, you know, I had a good time, you know, communicating with people, but, you know, I felt like I was a little reserved. I could step outside my box. And,
I have it. So, Brisha is my stylist.
No,
we're working on that.
Oh, come on.
We're working on it. I'm trying to fit into our schedule. But anyway, so I felt like I'm moving towards trying to develop my style in a certain way.
Come on. Yes.
And so she's definitely been teaching me little things to help me out, you know. So I'm trying to develop it. I was very reserved with my style. Opening me up to the world of, you know, other things, patterns, colors.
Come on.
It's a struggle. But I'm gonna get there.
I know. Oh, yeah, we're most definitely working on that.
And my birthday's coming up, so trying to look good for that.
Who cares?
Wow.
I really hate this season and all of you people birthdays.
Wow.
Anyhow, so I guess my nitpick. Oh, but would y'all nitpick?
Yeah.
Your style and you'll make it better?
Yeah, that was my nitpick. Don't judge my nitpick, okay?
I'm a little judge because it could be a little better. Like, what is your main focus right now? Like, clothing all the way together, or maybe like adding accessories.
So you're talking about for the beauty hour?
No.
Oh,
for your style.
Oh, clothing for sure.
So just all about changing.
Yeah, because it's crazy because I have a lot of accessories. I don't have clothes to wear them with.
So she has clothes.
Whatever. So just clothing. I think just piecing things together and really making my style expressive of my brand. So, yeah.
Okay. This is I guess mine would be. Oh, I really should have been sitting over here thinking about that. I guess my nitpick would be my creativity. Mm-hmm. Like I'll be in my creativity bag. Like I'll be in my whole bag. Like just whole body in my bag.
Yeah.
And then once I get out, I get away from it. So once I'm in my bag, I have. Like, I'm there. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm there. I'm creating. I'm happy. And I get out of my bag. Then I'm out of my bag for days and weeks at a time. And then I'm unconcerned or I don't know where I'm going with it. Mm-hmm. So that's my thing. Just be in my bag a little bit more. That's why I'm going to be very picky about myself. And all my friends checked on me yesterday about being creative and about being what I say I was going to do. So. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do better.
Good.
I'm going to be better.
Well,
yeah.
We're pretty much at the end.
Wrapping it up.
Podcast.
Oh, the dramatics. So, K-Matt, why don't you close us out?
How would you like me to close us out?
It's up to you.
Well,
the first podcast.
It is the first podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in with us. Thank you so much for just rocking it out with us for this lovely Queendom Hour.
Yes.
Lovely. And we look for so many more to come. And we can't wait. We can't wait for what's in store. Bye.